Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I'll have to cut that short. We've got 1 hour only this evening, of course, with Chris. Chris is here now, I'm glad to say. So we're going to say hi to Chris and Happy New Year, of course.
Hello.
Hiya, Chris.
I'm doing fine, sir. I didn't know that. I forgot the time.
Oh, bless. Okay. Right, Chris, we've got just an hour, as you know. So, are you ready to go, yeah?
Do you have any callers right now?
We do. Indeed, yeah. So, right, so we're going to take our first line. Steve.
Okay. Ron, I'm trying to get everything set up. Sorry about this, because I didn't get a notification on my Facebook. I didn't even see that we were even on.
I'm here, Chris. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. Now.
Okay.
Now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I said,
just
now
let
I'm
me
ready.
Put tape back for a
unless
moment.
Unless you want to play a song until. Unless you want to play a
no,
song.
No, we can't. We can do that. And we can play.
Okay.
We can finish that piece of music while you prepare yourself. So I do apologise there, Chris, but we did put your name in, and we did tag you, so it should have gone through to your page. But okay, no problem. Right then, ladies and gentlemen, well, carry on with that piece of music. Chris will make up the time for you, I'm sure. So if we go 3 minutes over. At the end of the show, I'm sure Chris will be happy to make that time up if we get busy. So let's see what. Let's just take the music, yeah? Okay. So we're going to shut this off. I've got to restart the studio, unfortunately, for this to happen. So we're going to restart the music.
We'll be right back.
Okay, we're back with you. We found the piece of music again. It was lost in the list somewhere. And we couldn't find it. Or it wouldn't play. But we're here. Chris is here with me in the studio, remotely, of course. And we've got an hour show for you, regardless. So, you know, starting from now. So if we go slightly over the clock at the end, we will make up the minutes that we've lost. So I do apologise for that. Okay, right. Chris didn't actually get a notification on his page, so that's those things happen, technical faults perhaps. Okay. But we will rectify that the next time, so it will make sure Chris gets his notification. Okay. Right then, so we're going to try again.
Well, here we go.
Okay. Right, Deep, are you there?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Hi, can you hear me? Good evening again.
Hi.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, thank you. How are you? Happy New Year.
I'm doing pretty good. It's just that the show was unexpected, but it's just I knew I was going to be on, I just didn't know what day or what, you know, but other than that, I'm doing good.
Can you see if there are any messages from Spirit for me, please, Chris?
Okay, hold on. I'm just barely, I'm getting everything. I already got everything ready, but let's see what we got for you. Okay, let's see. Let's just go ahead and do this real quick. Okay, so first of all, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Okay, so first of all, what I was going to say is the card Gratitude came out, so it's telling me to be appreciative of the year that, you know, that you accomplished a lot of things. So, and then it's saying that there's got to be some forgiveness and that you need to let go of residential. So you got to let go of any resentment and just anger because it's preventing from your spiritual growth. So you're just going to let go of that. And then once you do that, everything will open up doors because once you, it's kind of like you're suffocating yourself in a way. But I do feel that if you act on the forgiveness, you work on yourself and then you work on others. And then as that goes on, things will happen for you. And then they're telling me to have the child's love came out for you. So it's saying that you have to have an inner child with you, within you, so you can have that playtime. Once you let go of everything, things will start to play. That's what I was told right now with the cards right now. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Does that make any sense?
Yes, it does resonate. Do you get anything about work? Will I continue to work with the same clients, same two clients that I'm working with?
Honestly, from what I feel right now, I feel that there's going to probably be a change. You'll probably get more people. And then it will be different for you. It will be a lot different because you're going to be getting different people. So you're still the same client, but you're going to be like kind of like upgrading and downloading, so to speak. Is what I'm seeing with that. So there's going to be a lot of upgrades. And that what?
Probably the same client with different project with different people.
It's going to be different for you. Sorry, it's just I had a cough. That's another thing. Thank you. Okay, so let's see what else we have for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. See what we got for message. Message do we have for him? Okay, so let's see what the tarot got to say. Okay, it says the Queen of Wands came up, and it says a simple and understanding person, friendship, loveliness, honor, and practical ability for meaning, expression, and love, sincerely interested in others. So that's meaning that there is someone that's probably kind of interested in you, I guess you can say, or someone that is kind of around your circle. Is what I'm seeing with that. She's a person that is very meaningful. She honors the person that she cares for. But then she can also be a pain in the ass too. So with the Queen of Wands is that she's not one to do anything wrong to. Because she's an honest person. Okay, and then it says the Queen of Wands says, okay, this is kind of interesting. It says an honest, kind person, devoted, friendship, education person, and it says a marital person. So I'm being told a father. I don't know if you're a father, but I'm being told, too, that there is a male. There's that, and then there's a male around you. That's probably guiding you into what decisions you need to make. So they're guiding you and telling me to tell you to do what needs to be done. And just to enjoy life the best way you can. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does? Okay. I just wanted to make sure. Do you have any other questions?
Spiritual growth wise, do you pick up on anything?
Okay, say it again.
Spiritual growth wise, is there anything I can work on?
Okay, that's what it's telling me. Without any cards, I'm seeing clearing. I would say to do some clearing and use some Palo Santo and sweet grass and start clearing. That's what I'm being told. So that's what I'm seeing right now. So I was told that's what you need to do to clear that. I would say to do some cleansing. It'll remove anything that should not be lingering, any energy, because I do feel that there is some energy lingering around. But once that is cleared, you're going to see a big difference in new clients. Because I do see that you still have clients, but I see that it's going to increase more if you do some cleansing.
What kind of cleansing? As in chakra cleansing or incense kind of thing?
I would say some aura cleansing would be good, to do some aura and to clear the chakras of clearing. So that's what I would say, to do some aura cleansing is what I'm saying.
Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Thank you, Dave. All right, and deep monitoring these minutes there. Okay, because we've got roughly 7 minutes per person, ladies and gents. Okay. Akil? Sorry.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine, sir. How can I help you?
My question is regarding my career. I'm just trying to see if any changes coming up for me. Did I do care more or that's it?
Oh, so for career, is what you're wanting to know?
I want to know if there's any changes coming up, because basically I'm self-employed and business has been kind of slow, so I'm open to change or even take a part-time job or whatever, you know what I mean?
Okay, so what I was told right now is I was shuffling. It says craftsmanship, ability to learn quickly, modesty, and handiwork, personal effort, commitment to the task at hand. So I'm being told that there's going to be a lot of projects that you'll be doing. Excuse me. And then I'm being told that you will accomplish. Okay. And I'm being seeing a lot of foresight. And it says love to get into nature. And then they're saying shelter improvements. Shelter and environment too. So if I think if you get out with some more cautious would be explored. That's what I'm seeing with that. And then with also that the Ten of Cup came up and it says family matters and ancestry and inheritance, a home and rewards of old age and experience is what I'm being told. So that's what I'm being told to tell you, that there's going to be some new opportunities. And I see that business is going to grow for you. Is what I'm seeing with that. I see a lot of growth in that. So I feel like it will help you in what you need to get done. I would say for some reason I'm getting like 2 to 6 weeks. Is what I see, 2 to 6 weeks from that. That's what I'm seeing right now. Now, let's see what we got with the totem cards. Hold on. What is his totem right now? What does he need to know? Okay, the horse is the totem right now. You have the power. It's just that you got to take the initiative to do it and put some medicine work in it. Because that's your totem right now. And then it says the act card came up, which is kind of rebuilding and like saving and absorbing. And then the porcupine came out too, which meaning that you have this innocence look to you, kind of like they pick on you because you have so much innocence to you. You have innocence to you, but it's kind of like you've been hiding and biting your tongue. Well, I'm being told you need to stop doing that and tell them how you feel, because a lot of these people, I'm being told they're taking you for granted, and that stuff needs to stop. That's what needs to stop. Did that make sense to you?
Yeah, especially when you say that needs to stop. Yeah, it has stopped, because I've just gone rid of everybody, you know. Anybody who's not, doesn't have my best interest in heart or whatever, you know, I just was reflecting, and I pretty much just let everybody go. So I'm willing to start over, literally.
You know what's weird is what I'm seeing with this? I see you doing shadow work, too. I don't know if you do shadow work or if you know what shadow work is.
I heard a little bit about it, but I'm just becoming more spiritual as now that you know I'm starting getting more in touch with spirit. So I was this is something that I was able to do before. So I will look into shadow work, do more research on shadow work to see what comes up for me.
I would say that shadow work is going to help you. I pray that you would grow from it. Is what I see. And it would also, okay, that's weird. It's also telling me that there will be some people that are in the shadows. So if you do the shadow work, it'll show what needs to be revealed. You will be cutting people off. And those are the people that you need to cut them off because they're kind of like, what I'm being told is that they're limiting you. They're limiting your growth. because as long as they're in your path, they're like kind of like they're like stopping you. I don't know if that makes any sense, but that's what they're
saying. Yeah, that's, I mean, those are some people from my family, but I don't talk to them anymore. I would sense there's a lot of negativity. So, yeah, I don't talk to them anymore.
Okay. Well, then you're doing a good job then.
Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, my family, you know, my own family. So that's how it is. You just have to accept it and move on. You know.
Well, you know what? That's funny that you say that because, you know, not everybody's fortunate. Like with me, I'm fortunate to have support. But I know along the lines, I also have enemies within family too because I can see and hear and feel everything. So sometimes even your own flesh and blood is the one that will turn on you. I mean, there's friends that will do that too.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's hard because you expect to rely on your friend, but sometimes... You can't even do that because you're just like, who the hell do I even talk to when I need help?
And who do I trust? Because if my family can do that to me, so, you know?
Yeah.
But I just go with my intuition. You know, I learned to trust my intuition in the process. You know, when I see red flags or whatever, you know, I just do that.
Yeah. And you know
so
what
you
I
said
was told
two, two, yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. Say it again.
You said two to 6 weeks, right, for the career changes?
Yes. Yeah, okay. You're going to see that big change. I'm also seeing, too, that you will be dreaming. So I would say get a dream journal.
I have
and
one.
Start writing your dreams. Okay, you're going to start writing your dreams, and you're going to start realizing that your dreams are going to go along with what's going on in your life or what's coming. And that's what I got for you.
Okay. What about love? Anything about love?
Well, we have a little bit of, I don't know, we don't have that much time, so you would have
to
contact me.
Okay.
No, because that bell rings.
Oh, the bell went already? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I understand. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank
you're welcome.
You. Right. A little bell is just a reminder to wind up the call there because we can only spend 7 minutes a call, unfortunately. Okay, let's see where we are then. Veronica?
Oh, hi, Chris. Happy New Year. You kept your word about coming back to your show, and you proved to the caller that you're ready for any time they call. So thank you for being here for the last minute. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I didn't know. It was just unexpected. Because they didn't put a banner up or to remind me. Because I usually get notifications right before a show starts. That's how I do what I do when I do shows. I like for banners to be up, but Ken, I guess, didn't do that. But it's okay. It's a short notice. I mean, sometimes unexpected, it's the best because some people are just... you know that it's not aware of it. So how can I help you today?
Yes, thank you, Chris, very much for your time and Happy New Year. And I'm sorry because I'm kind of eager. I work, you know, I love the jobs that I like. Everything's really great. I'm not creating anything. I just want to know, do you see, because I know they started to check on something, do you see this lady like, I'm focusing on her. She's short. She dyed her hair kind of like blonde, Hispanic. Do you see her being removed from the company? Yes or no? Anytime. Please, can I have something else important to ask you?
Okay, so you want to know if she's going to leave, right?
Yeah, they going to remove her because they have started to check on some things.
I would say she's not one that I would want there for some reason. I don't know why. I just wouldn't want her there or I wouldn't want her around me.
Yes, you got it.
But I mean, so I would say, is she going to be leaving? According to what they're
saying.
Well, I'm being told she might just resign due to the COVID protocols. So I would give it about a month. Or probably within the next 2 weeks, she'll probably be leaving right before then.
Okay, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna ask you. I do you see me like? I think I have a promotion coming up, or something. Do you see me like getting that? I'm kind of like eager because there's been a delay due to the fact of, you know, like all this COVID. Do you see me getting that promotion?
Hold on, let's get the promotion.
I'm not sure what it's about with sales or with food intake or something or whatever. I don't know.
Well. She's going to get a promotion. Honestly, with everything going on, she's going to get a promotion, yes or no. Okay, they're telling me yes. But it seems like it's going to take a while, though. That's what I got. It's going to take some time for it to come along because you got to get passed through this issue that you have, but I do feel that you will get it. Just keep doing your work. Keep doing your work, and when you keep doing the work, I'm being told that they are reviewing you. They're looking at what you're doing on how you're working, so they are listening to you. So they are watching you. So just make sure that you're very prompt and that you're on time.
Thank you, sir. Always.
You're welcome.
And I have another question. Thank you. If you don't mind, did I ever pass my background? I haven't heard anything from the where I was getting checked. Where I asked you months ago, they haven't contacted me.
As long as you don't have a record. So I would say they're on. What I'm being told is that they're on they're checking background checks, and there is a delay on that because of everything, because there are people that before they were hiring, a lot of people were quitting, so a lot of people just said, I don't want to work, so they'll call you, I would say, but to give it some time.
Wow, thank you. Thank you again, Curtis. It's going to be a great year and a lot of love. Thankfulness. Thank you.
You're welcome. And bye.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Veronica.
Good reader.
I'm actually glad to be back because, you know what, Ken, I didn't even know when you were going to have me back or what, but I'm glad I'm back on. And I'm going to tell you, for the past, I think it was in... When was it? I think it was after Christmas. Man, I've been sick since then. I'm barely getting better. It was just this damn cough that didn't want to go away. I'm taking my vitamins. It's been kind of an interesting year since December. But I do feel that we're in for a big one this coming year. And I've had a lot of dreams.
The cough has gone round pretty much
a lot of
friends on here because I know Stevie Thornton that used to be with us. He's had that. It's something that's connected to the COVID, I feel. It's something to do with the variant, you know, and it's I think so long as you've had your vaccine, you know, you're pretty much protected, but then it's like something to do with that, I reckon. Yeah, this cough and cold and you know the general unwell feeling that people are getting.
And it's been happening to a lot of people.
Oh yeah,
a lot of people are getting.
You're gonna get, and this is gonna happen more often now. Is that you're gonna get you know, you're going to get mild symptoms. If you don't get the full-blown thing, then you're going to get the mild symptoms. So, you know, everybody's going to suffer a little bit. But I would say that so long as you've had your jab, then you should be pretty much covered, sort of thing. But, you know, I just wish the bloody thing would go away, Chris.
Yeah.
Oh, it's getting menacing now for people, you know, it really is. And the way the governments are slapping on more and more restrictions and penalising people in different ways, it's not really on. The next thing that we've heard here now is that they're changing the free prescriptions, because in the UK we get what we call free prescriptions if you're over a certain age. So, you know, you're going to be scrapping that, apparently. And we've got to pay for everything that we have now. You know, it's, I mean, all right, fair enough. In the States, that's been going on for a long time, with privatisation sort of thing, where people pay for the medical bills, and it goes into the thousands, the millions sometimes. Anyway, Chris, we'd better get on with it. Okay, let's see where we are. Okay. Queen.
Hi, Chris. Take care
Hi.
Of you.
I know. I've been, that's why I haven't been on Facebook. The last video I did was maybe 4 days ago, so I've been kind of off of Facebook.
Yeah, I haven't been coming on there much either, and I haven't been getting notifications from Ken either, so it's probably some kind of a glitch. But glad you're back.
Yeah, I appreciate it, and I'm actually happy right now because this was unexpected. So when Ken messaged me, I was like, a show? I was like, when? He said, no. And I was like, whoa. I said, uh-oh. And then as I was calling in, he played the song, and I'm like, I love my Phil Collins, and I give him a lot of props that he plays my song. I love Phil Collins, and even though he's older, but, yeah, it's insane. But, so do you have any questions, or you just want me to see what comes out for you?
Well, I do have a question. Just what are you getting that's standing out for you for me for 2022? And also relating to my books, my clothing slash dancing, and my retreat.
Wow. Okay.
Bless you.
Well, I was told. Thank you. First of all, I'm being told to stay connected. Spirit is saying to stay connected to divine source. Pull away from the contact, from anything that does not resonate with your journey. And then they're telling me to, for you, with the card that's coming out is memories. I don't know why, but they're saying memories, memories, memories. And then the main thing is that they're saying you got to believe and you need to stand up for yourself. You're going to have belief that you have the power of who you are. You've always had that power. You just got to believe. That's what I'm being told. Okay, so let me see what these new cards have to say, because I'm using my new deck that I got from them.
All right.
Okay, so first of all, the strength card says that you have control over a situation. You have the strength and the courage and the energy to determination. And they're telling me to tell you to take action and accomplish this. Okay?
Okay.
And then on the other card before that one was the death card, which was saying get rid of old habits. Transformation, clear away from the old and make the new, time for the new. There was some kind of, don't know why, but this was solely off of, I don't know why they're telling me this, but there was an investment that they were trying to tell you to do, but I was told don't do it because it was not a good investment. And then the Wheel of Fortune says destiny is fortune, outlook, advancement for better or worse. And they're saying that at the end of the problem, unexpected events may occur. So I'm being told that there's going to be some, oh my God, I'm being told that the wheel's turning on you right now. That's what I'm being told. So old
that
thing.
The what is turning on me?
All that old stuff from last year to this year, from bad to better.
Beautiful.
Because I was told that there were some investments that people were trying to invest, that get invest, because I was seeing investors. I don't know what investors have to do with, but sometimes investors do try to get a property or certain areas or a certain location. So I would say to stay away from them. You should be fine.
Okay. I accept that.
Go ahead.
Oh yes, it was right on. Releasing, letting go, you know, a new year, a new me. Just any insight pertaining to my writing, my fabric, you said it's all connected, and of course it is. My dancing, my teaching, going through open doors.
Wow. Well, you know what I see? I see a lot of growth in that. When I see dancing, I don't know why it's showing me this, and I shouldn't be laughing because my voice. They're saying the buffalo card came up, so there's prayer. I'm seeing something of the homeland, very sacred. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing with the dancing. I'm seeing a lot of. It seems between ballerina energy, I don't know why it said that, ballerina and yoga combined together with that. Sounds kind of crazy, yeah. And then they're showing me the autumn totem card is saying that be on the lookout. The autumn is like looking, and it shows him as turning back, so always keep an eye on your back. And then the Raven card's coming up, and it says, it's in the air. Magic is in the air. Magic's in the air. Oh, sorry. So I'm being told there's a lot of magic being in the air. So I would say just to be on top of things, because there's a lot of, I'm sorry to say this, but it's just sickening. There's a lot of wicked people still doing their shit. I'm just going to put it that way. And I would say just keep doing what you're doing and let the 2022 blossom for you. And don't let any destruction get in your way.
And so it is. And so it is. 2022 is a year of, yes, magic and wonders unfolding for me and for you. You too, Kim. Thank you so much, each of you. Happy 2022. And namaste.
And
thank you, Queen. I'll be there next to where we are. Okay. All the ladies this evening. We've had a couple of men. Michelle.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
How can I help you?
Recently I met somebody new, and I was wondering if it might be a love connection and last, or how this was going to turn out.
How the relationship's going to be. Wow. Oh, my goodness. This is some creepy-ass cards. I'm not joking. Oh, my God. And I would just say, as you were talking, I was shuffling. and saying your name, and these cards came out. Okay. The shirt card came out. Okay. The chariot card came out, the lover's card came out, and the hermit card came out. Kind of funny if you ask me. First of all, it says major rush into decision, trouble, adversity, conflicting influence. Okay. Chariot card. That's the first card. So with the first card, I keep seeing a house. I'm seeing a picture of a house in my head. I don't know why. This house kind of seems kind of, it has a spirit of its own. Okay?
What?
This house has a spirit of its own. But we'll go back to that in a second. The second card was the lover's card, and it says, love, perfection, harmony, a beginning of a romance and friendship, deep feeling, freedom, emotion, testing, testing, insecurity, and then marriage. So what I'm being told is you need to trust in yourself, take things slow, start to get to know each other as a friend, because I'm being told that it's going, seems like it's going too fast. Slow down on the emotions. And if you work on it, I see a lot of love and perfection. And then it says the Hermit's card is that this person is inactive, conflicted. Okay, that must be something that there is something that he's kind of, but he is a good person. It's just that there is a lot of, let's say that was weird. Skeletons in the closet, so to speak. Skeletons in the closet.
Skeletons?
Yeah. Yes, in the closet, so to speak. That's just a matter of speech. So
maybe, I wonder if it's just me. Like, maybe I'm the hermit.
Okay,
I don't have skeletons necessarily, but I'm, like, very... you know, alone most of the time, so.
I think with you, I feel that what your thing is that you're afraid of taking chances and risk. And I feel that with that, it's kind of like you don't even know where to go. But I was told to tell you that you might just, what I want you to do is just, this is going to help you to get your answer, okay? I want you to listen to my voice, and I want you to close your eyes, keep breathing in and out, and as I'm going to say this, and I'm the messenger, but I want you to see what answer you get through my voice. Okay, keep your eyes closed. If he's the man she's supposed to be with, and you're going to get the answer, yes or no. What did you hear, yes or no, when I asked the question?
Well,
what did
it's
you hear?
Hard to say, honestly, because I just immediately, it strikes up fear for me, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
I just, you
mm-hmm.
know, say no, because I just, like, it just strikes up fear.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not like there's something wrong with him, but, you know, for me, just it just strikes up, you know, like, oh, no, that's my go-to fear.
You know what I was told? I think with that, I would say take it slow, because you're giving me the impression that he might be ready for a relationship, but you're not, because you're holding on to old wounds. And I'm being told until you can let go of those old wounds, the relationship's not going to work, because you are the one that's going to be the problem in the relationship. Not saying that you're a bad person. It's just that a lot of the past, you're going to take it into the present, and that's going to affect your relationship. Because when I told you to close your eyes, and I asked, is he the one for, okay, you know what, I'm going to ask myself, I'm going to ask my guys, is he the one that she's supposed to be with, yes or no? Okay, they're telling me yes. Okay, they're telling me that he is the one for you. But you're going to find out things that's going to make you kind of change your mind. Now, does she have any problems with turquoise, with any issues? I don't know. Yes, they're telling me that you do have issues with yourself. You need to have self-love, and you need to be more confident in yourself. If so, that goes up, because I feel that when you, that even though he was the go-to guy that you felt, you kind of push and say, oh, no, because you're just, like, afraid to take that risk. But I would say don't get into the relationship right away. I would say take it very, very, very slow. And you will find out within the next to what the outcome of that is. And they're telling you to be very observing. And that's the message I got for you when you asked.
Okay. Week or two is not slow for me. Like, like slow might be like a year or two for me.
No, but things can be revealed very, very fast in relationships.
Okay.
Trust me. I know what I'm telling you. It might seem very short, but something can find out. You're going to find out something. And then that's going to determine if you want to go if you want to go further with the relationship.
Okay.
I mean,
thanks, Michelle.
Okay. Yeah, thanks so much, Ken. Thank you, Chris. Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to have to leave it there, unfortunately, because the bell did go. We don't always hear the bell, I know. You're concentrating on your reading and you're concentrating on the reader. And, you know, you don't hear the bell. It just, right, so let's see where we are. Wendy.
Hello. Hi, this is Wendy from California, and I hope you're well. Hi. I was talking to a friend of mine, her name is Rosie, 2 days ago, and suddenly it seemed like her responses to me were kind of curt and kind of unfriendly. So I pretended like I had another call come in, and I said, you know, I have another call. I have to take it. Is that okay? So I didn't just hang up on her, and she said yes. And then the minute she said yes, I disconnected. I have a feeling about this. Well, is my friendship with her still intact? Is she going to call me again?
Personally, I'm being told with her, doesn't seem like it's there. I'm being told that your friendship is hanging on the thread. That's what I'm being told. Your friendship is hanging on the thread. So I'm being told that it's that your friendship is on thin ice. I'm being told that her true colors are coming out. And just because when you need her, she's not there, but when she wants you to be there, you're there. And what I'm being told is that there's a lot of unhappiness. So what I was told is that you were the punching bag, because I was told the self-punishment card came out.
No.
So that's telling me that there's a downfall and she has a lack of success, because just because she had a bad day, you called and you were the punching bag. So the fact that she sounded this is what I was told. She was very bitchy. I would not even trust her, not within a 10-foot pole. So I'm sorry to say it like that, but that's just how I see it. I call it for what it is. And I'm very straightforward with when it comes to people like that. I just feel that she has one-track mind, is what I was told. And then it says that, that in the long run, you would have been in danger somehow.
How in danger?
Probably just negative energy around her.
Okay. Well, she was rather being offensive to me. So rather than get upset with her, I pretended like I had another call come through. And I think now her perception might be, even though I said, is that okay with you if I take this call? I think in her mind, she's thinking, well, I hung up on her, and I really didn't. I asked her, and she said, okay, and then I disconnected.
Well, she probably thought that you were rude about it because she was already treating you like shit. So she probably thought that you were actually lying to her, is what I'm being told. But she wasn't sure.
Oh,
but
she thinks I was making that up. Okay. Well, will she ever call me again?
Honestly, from a scale to 1 to 10, is she going to call again? Hold on. Is she going to call again?
Mm-hmm. So do you think she will? I didn't hear your answer.
Oh, no, I'm asking.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So she might call, but it's going to be when it's convenient for her.
Yeah. Okay. Will she call within the next week?
I'm being told, yeah. But I would say keep your guard up. I would say keep your guard up, though.
So did you say that she would call within a week, but be careful?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I would just cut it off. I wouldn't really miss her friendship because you can do better, and you will find better.
I agree with you, Chris. And also, I want to get back to work, working remotely from home in customer service. And it could be medical, it could be retail, it could be a lot of different things. And I am getting a chair delivered today. Will I love the chair or no?
The chair, yes or no. It's going to be kind of what you kind of expect, kind of, is what I'm being told.
Okay.
It's going to be kind of like what you expect.
All right. Well, will I like it enough to keep it?
You're just going to be like, it's okay. Kind of like that kind of feeling.
Well, I bought an open box, but guess what, Chris? I use PayPal to pay for it, and PayPal is wonderful. So if I decide to return it, I hope that PayPal would help me to get every penny back by returning it.
Yeah, I think they would. But, I mean, there might be some kind of things that I would say to look at. But I would say that I would feel that you would like it, but there might be some things that you might not like, different qualities of the chair. So I would say just look at it really thoroughly to make sure there's no scratches, it's not torn, make sure everything works. Yeah, and I would say just to
I will. And also, I was speaking to Kaylin at a major retailer. They're on the air of this Wayfair, and she seems pretty nice. And I finally found a desk that I want. It's called the Melrose Desk by Slay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's out of stock right now, so she's going to call them for me and see how quickly they could get it for me. And also, this desk was $300 cheaper about 3 weeks ago. Will Kaylin be able to get this desk to me within the next month, and will she be able to honor the previous price that was around $300 cheaper?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. All right. And the reason why I have to get back to work, Chris, is because in Sacramento, the cost of apartments have skyrocketed, and I need to qualify because now they're saying you qualify by showing an income 3 times the rent. So will my sister Leslie and I be able to qualify by me getting a new job soon for a new apartment and moving by April, May of this year?
We're going to have to leave you there, Wanda,
Our time's up, though. But I would say you would have to contact me and my own personal cell phone. So for anyone that if you don't get through and get to talk to me, you can reach me at the own personal cell phone, 210-974-3470. Again, 210-974-3470.
Okay. Right, now. 90 seconds is what you're hearing. coming towards the end of the hour. So we will fit one more in, being as Chris was a little late coming in. So I think, if I'm not mistaken, this is a Canada number. No, that one we can't fit in, unfortunately. Only one more.
Chris, it's Jennifer.
Hello, what's up?
Oh, not much. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Okay, my question is, I know we've got no time. Can you check the spooky cards for money for me?
Honestly, I see opportunity coming, investment, attraction, appeal, request. Honest, loving, intelligent, gift of vision. I'm actually seeing money coming this way. I'm asking if you get the money soon. Yes, I'm being told that you will get the money soon. The money that you're asking about, yes.
Yay. I've been winning money lately. Does it say how it's coming in?
They're saying that is unexpected. That can be revealed right now at the moment. But they're saying that you will receive a money in an anonymous way. But you will be getting, I actually want to say, like a payback or someone that needs to pay you back or some kind of money that you were owed. That they'll tell me, but they won't look at where the money is coming from. But you will get the money back.
Ah, okay, good, interesting. Thank you very much. I hope you have a very profitable, and Ken, you too, hope you have a profitable 2022, and thank you for being of service. We appreciate everything you guys do.
Anytime, thank you.
Thanks, have a good day. Bye.
Uh-huh, okay. Thanks, because Jennifer went very, very quickly there. We did squeeze her in. But she got her answer at least, Chris, which is nice. And
yeah,
she got what she asked.
Thank you, Ken.
You know, I mean, that's nice when we can do that, because I know Jennifer. Jennifer's calls in quite regular. So, you know, if all the callers were the same, we would be able to pick a lot more in. Okay. Thank you, Jennifer, for that one. Okay. Thanks, Chris. So we'll meet up again on Friday then, Chris, yeah?
Okay, just make sure that, I don't know if you have a banner up, but if you don't, yeah, at least you're giving me heads up. So
right.
I'll be ready for next Friday then.
Okay, so we'll meet on Friday again. That's going to be 2 days time, the 14th. Same time, ladies and gents, same place. So Chris is here again with us on Friday for 1 hour. Remember, 1 hour, not two. I did notice that people were trying to call in on the last minute. It is 1 hour, not two. So please, you know, and I think we got through over the last three shows an average of 8 people in 1 hour, which is, you know, I mean, people are still filling the call queues, which is nice to see. We will get back up to the 2 hour point at some stage, but we also need second hour readers. It is a lot for one reader to do 2 hours, ladies and gentlemen. So until we meet again tomorrow evening with Bryn, have yourself a good rest of your day, wherever you may be. Thank you.